From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Iran has foiled attempts by foreign enemies to turn anti-government protests into an insurgency aimed at overthrowing the Islamic Republic. The Ayatollah said these events, a reference to the protests, shared a common focus. That was the difference between the honest and rightful demands of the people and the wild and destructive behavior of others. Speaking in the holy city of Homs, the Ayatollah accused the U.S. and Israel of carefully organizing the plot to overthrow the government, but he acknowledged the economic challenges that face Iranians. More than 20 were killed and, by one account, thousands arrested in the past week. Meanwhile, exiled Iranian Prince Reza Pahlavi, speaking to the Associated Press, said the people are acting out of a sense of hopelessness.
I think you're talking about a moment in time in our country's history where people who are simply fed up and have nothing to lose anymore, and they know that this situation, as long as it prevails, there's no hope for them in any sense, are really now taking some very brave and defiant steps. And that's very important, I think, particularly from the outside we're looking in to understand.
The son of the late Shah said regime change is the ultimate formula, and it won't come about by external forces, but rather by the Iranian people themselves. South African President Jacob Zuma Tuesday said he will set up a commission of inquiry into allegations of corruption following release of an anti-graft report and Parliament's decision to review impeachment proceedings. Mr. Zuma, who will leave office next year, was ordered by the Constitutional Court, the country's highest last month, to set up the commission. The 75-year-old Zuma has denied numerous allegations of wrongdoing since taking office in 2009. He stepped down as leader of the ruling African National Congress in December. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Wednesday he's open to a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un if there is a good chance of success. He called the North's participation Tuesday in the Winter Olympics as desirable, but warned against any new North Korea provocation. Pyongyang's decision to attend the Olympics followed the first high-level meeting between the two Koreas in 2 years. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said it would not affect U.S. participation in the Games.
The North Korean participation is an opportunity for the regime to see the value of ending its international isolation by denuclearizing. We hope that we can continue to move forward on that front, but certainly doesn't affect our participation.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres especially welcomed the pending resumption of military talks between the Koreas to lower the risk of miscalculation. Russian reaction to the news came from its U.N. ambassador, Vasily Lebenzia.
I welcome it. I welcome that they started talking to each other. That's what we're saying all the time, that in order to solve something, people at least need to start talking.
South Korea's unification ministry says the talks could lead to a discussion of a fundamental resolution of the nuclear dispute. Tunisian police Tuesday clashed with anti-government protesters in the capital Tunis and other towns against austerity measures. This protester said he took to the streets over high prices and unemployment. The protests erupted Monday, left at least one dead. Turkey Tuesday summoned the ambassadors of Russia and Iran to complain about what it called the Syrian government's violation of the borders of a de-escalation zone inside northwest Idlib province. Russian-backed government allied forces launched an offensive on the rebel-held province last month. The U.S. said it still doesn't know what sickened some American diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in Havana more than a year ago. But a U.S. official told lawmakers in Washington it's incomprehensible Cuba's government was unaware of what happened. Francisco Palmieri is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State.
The Secretary has made a decision to convene an accountability review board. There will be a congressional notification.
Cuban officials who have launched their own investigation have denied any knowledge or involvement in the matter. The Trump administration has drawn down embassy staff and expelled 15 Cuban diplomats. In Pakistan Tuesday, a bomb detonated in the city of Quetta, killing at least 6 people and wounding several others. The blast appeared to have targeted a police truck near government offices. 5 policemen were among those killed. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. China has ordered more than 180 jet aircraft from European manufacturer Airbus to be dispersed among 13 Chinese carriers. The announcement came during a state visit by French President Emmanuel Macron. It comes as U.S. aircraft maker Boeing announced that it delivered a record 763 aircraft last year, making it still the world's biggest commercial plane company. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.